And now, the WTIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WTIL.
At John Field Gymnasium, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a record of 12-10 battling the Purple Raiders of Bloomington High School under second-year head coach Michael Mosley. They are 11-8 on the year. Had a chance to visit with Mike Reynolds prior to the game, but because of some technical issues, didn't get the full interview. So just to kind of summarize Coach Reynolds' thoughts, he is certainly concerned about Bloomington's ability to get up and down the floor. Jim and I were speculating off-air a little bit about whether that might help Galesburg get their offense back on track after shooting only 25% against Granite, a good Maine South team, on Saturday night. But Mike doesn't see it that way. He certainly sees an opportunity for disaster, potentially, with their pressing defense. And he said, Silver Streaks are going to have to take care of the ball, and those are games that they have struggled in at times. But also at times, we've seen them play very well in stretches against an up-tempo team. But even Mike will say, we struggle doing it for 32 minutes. So we'll see what happens here today with Ryan Carl in the midcourt circle and Jalen Beasley, both listed at 6'5", and the Silver Streaks, wearing the road black, will be listed as the home team. And Grant Gibson takes it right down the right side of the lane, comes up a little bit short. Deion Thompson with a rebound. Bloomington back quickly in the jumper under the basket for Beasley with a little layup, and Bloomington takes an early 2-0 lead.
Didn't take long to get two shots off in this game, did it?
Exactly the kind of game that Bloomington wants to play. Into the front court, Gibson. We're just 30 seconds in. Purple Raiders up 2-0. Galesburg going with the same starting lineup that we saw both games on Saturday, with two sophomores, Gibson and Joe Williams, and a freshman, Ethan Meeker, joining seniors, Trevon Diggins and Ryan Carl, who has it on the right wing, gets it back to Trevon, tries to penetrate, dumps it off left corner. Meeker open for three, a little bit short, and the weak side rebound pops out to Diggins on the weak side, who chases it down.
Diggins truly fought off his man to get that rebound. Good hustle and strength play by Trevon.
Trying to drive in from the right side, cut off by a double team, leaning right, leaning left, trying to get it out of there, and throws it away to Jalen Beasley, who steps in front of Meeker, intercepts it, leads the break to the other end, and a little floater goes up and in, and Beasley has the first 4 points of the game, and they do get out with it quickly.
And I'm not sure how we stop that. I mean, that shot, Beasley, so long, it extends above the basket. I just try and keep your body in between him and keep him away from the basket, because he's going to play up at a level that we're not at height-wise.
Here's Joe Williams, right wing for three. That one's a little bit short, and the weak side rebound pops to the opposite side. Grant Gibson reached in, slapped it out. I thought Grant slapped it out of bounds, but Galesburg's going to keep it here. So heady play by Grant. Even if he did fool the official on it, we'll take it.
We've missed three shots already that we make many times. Gibson has the ball poked away, gets it back
on the low blocks, now backs his way in, bullies his way up for the shot, gets fouled, and he'll get a couple of free throws.
Gibson, opening the game, right side of the lane, had contested shot, but a lot of times he makes that one. Then we had a corner shot down here as well, and then the other corner, Joe Williams. Nothing.
Gibson to the free throw line and does get the streaks on the board with the first free throw. Hits the front of the rim, crawls over the top, drops through. Gibson at 76.5% on the season. 6:27 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-1 Bloomington, now 4-2 as Gibson swishes the second. And the Silver Streaks will get back into the half court. They want to try to slow Bloomington down. This will be the first time that the Raiders have had to run some half court offense. Their previous two baskets have been in transition. McDavis, all the way down the left side of the lane, comes up short, gets his own rebound, put back, won't go. Ball batted around, tipped out to the outside, chased down by Brady Rose. And the Raiders will get a third crack at it. Rose right to the basket, high off the glass and in. And it's 6-2 Bloomington. Diggins from the backcourt into the front court. Stops at the volleyball line, works his way right with the dribble to Bloomington, toward the Bloomington bench. Now Williams cutting in from the right side, dumps it off, hard pass to Meeker, pump fake up and in under the low blocks.
First field goal of the game. Silver Streaks will need many more to subdue this Bloomington team, which will score some points. We've just got to catch fire shooting the ball.
Jumper by Rose from three-point range. Hits the rim, kisses off the glass, and drops through. That's a three-pointer, and Bloomington has its biggest lead now at 9-4. Under 5.5 to go, first quarter. Gibson driving in from the left side with a teardrop up and in with the right hand.
Rose, who hit the basket the other way, of course, the son of Ron Rose, the coach of Illinois Wesleyan, who was here the other night. Get a chance to talk to him. I wanted to ask him about Victor Davis. But he was probably recruiting on the telephone as he was watching the game.
In the lane, Deion Thompson lost the handle on the dribble. Streaks knock it loose. It goes over to Bros, who Brun comes in from the left baseline and gets it up and in with a soft right hand. Full court press by the Raiders. Inbounds pass from Williams to Carl. Now Joe will bring it across the midcourt, working his way to the right wing. 11-6 Bloomington. Raiders shooting well here in the early going, getting some offensive rebounds. It led to a basket on their only misses of the game. Williams between the circles on the dribble. Now Gibson hands off to Diggins. Meeker coming out to the left wing, takes the pass, dumps it into Grant, trying to back his way in. Reach in by Jacob Scoggin, knocks it loose, deflected over to Meeker, scoops it back out to Grant. Open three, in and out. Rebound to Rose underneath the basket. Into the front court quickly, lobs it across the top to Scoggin and knocked out of bounds by Joe Williams. Good defense getting back by the Silver Streaks.
Well, that was one thing you'd hope with Bloomington liking to play that up-tempo, and the Streaks pretty good at getting into passing lanes, and the athleticism we saw the other night of Joe Williams and Trevon to sneak in and intercept passes, and maybe we can force a bunch of turnovers, but it hasn't happened so far.
On the inbound, Scoggin trying to back his way in, kicks it out to Rose, drives to the right baseline, pulls up with the right hand. He hasn't missed a shot yet. He's got 9 points, and Bloomington's up 13-6. Williams scoops it into Diggins, who hustles across midcourt. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Williams on the outside. Gibson comes out for it. Good pass to the outside hand to get it away from Thompson. Now Meeker driving in from the left side. Soft shot off the glass, up and in over the taller players. Galesburg down 5, 13-8. Streaks are hanging in there. Got to find a way to slow Bloomington down here. They come out shooting red hot here in the early going. McDavis having a hard time on the dribble on the outside now, driving in on Williams, cut off by Ross, out to the free throw line. Scoggin's jumper rolls in through. And it's 15-8. Bloomington by 7. Didn't take Mike Reynolds long to lose the jacket there on the sideline, did it?
Bloomington 7 of 9 from the field early.
And again, their only two misses, they got offensive rebounds. And they ended up with a basket on the third attempt as Grant Gibson drives in from the right side, gets fouled on his way to the basket, and he'll get a couple more free throws coming here. And that's the second foul on Deion Thompson.
And Gibson has drawn both of the fouls on Bloomington by forcing his way to the basket. And he's going to spend a little time at the line today if he keeps doing that.
First free throw up, short. Four Bloomington players come into the game. DeMarkel Pittman, a 6'5 senior. Isaiah Donnelly, a 6'1 senior. Antonio Sims, a 5'8 junior, and Jacob Romani, a 6'4 junior. Romani lit it up from three-point range against Galesburg last year in the Bloomington gyms. Gibson makes a second free throw. Galesburg down 6. Part of the reason that Bloomington rallied from a second-half double-digit deficit and almost got their first win of the year last year. They ended up with just 3-26 last year. Big turnaround this year for Michael Mosley. A jumper from the left side won't go down, and the Streaks get fouled as Marcus Ross gets pushed from the backside, coming down with a rebound.
First defensive rebound we've claimed here in this first quarter. Of course, Bloomington hit so many shots, there weren't many rebounds to be had. The one series, they got three cracks at it and finally got it in. So that's the first trip down the court they haven't scored, Brad.
Pittman doesn't stay on the floor very long. He's out. Willie Grayson checks in for Bloomington as Grant Gibson pulls up trying to pass the ball away and gets called for traveling on the sideline. That's the Streak's second turnover. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bloomington scored the first 4 points of the game. They've led the whole way up 15-9 with the ball back. Carson Cheeseman also into the game for Galesburg along with Ross for the first two substitutions. And an illegal screen set away from the ball. Nice to see those getting called against other teams for once as Galesburg gets burned on it quite a bit.
Yeah, especially early in the season. I think there were several games. We had three or four of them in one game. Officials are watching for those.
Second foul on Jacob Scoggin. Along with two on Deion Thompson, that brings Isaiah Thompson into the game, a 6'4 junior.
I bet he can set a screen. He
Big
is a
kid.
Stocky kid.
Yep. Full court press by Bloomington in the backcourt. Gibson gets it away to Williams, who brings it across midcourt. Now back over to Gibson, coming out high. Ross hands off to Carson Cheeseman. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Bloomington on top, 15-9. Cheeseman down the left sideline, back out to Ross, swings it around to Gibson. Steps inside the arc, reverses back to Marcus. Quick pass, down low. Williams, pump fakes, just tosses it toward the basket. Over his shoulder, bad shot. Rebounded by Willie Grayson. Silver Streaks now come up with a steal. Getting it back, Williams, pump fakes, dumps it off. Meeker under the basket, lays it up and in. Good look by Joe,
getting the better basket opportunity than they had at the free throw line.
Yeah, nice to cash in on that when you got the man advantage on the steal.
15-11, Galesburg down four, under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Good look down low, up and in for Thompson on the good reverse and the pick and roll from the outside. Ross, Cheeseman in the backcourt. Carson, look out from behind, going to get his pocket picked. He does see it coming, gets it away to Joe Williams. Stops just outside the free throw line, hands it off to Ross. Dribbles his way left, brings it back to Carson. Cheeseman working his way right, hands off to Ethan Meeker. Loses his man briefly, pulls up just outside the free throw line. Shot off the back of the rim. Thompson with the rebound for Bloomington. Here come the Raiders, leading by six, trying to build on it. Looking for their biggest lead of the first quarter. Isaiah Donnelly on the dribble out high. Quick pass down low. Turnaround from the low blocks. Romani missed it. There's Thompson with the rebound on the putback. Off the bench, Thompson having an immediate impact.
Sometimes you say put a body on that guy. You need to put two bodies on that guy. He is strong.
19-11. Bloomington with its biggest lead here by eight with a minute to go in the first quarter. Meeker on the dribble. Almost lost it in the midcourt circle, defended by Donnelly. Gets it away to Cheeseman. Coming out high, Gibson with a pass in the three-pointer off the back of the rim. Donnelly with a rebound. Here comes Bloomington into the front court. Romani cut off on the right side. Tries to pass it through the lane. Ross knocks it loose. Creates a steal with Gibson leading the break. Then gets fouled at the top of the circle by Romani trying to slow him down. That's good news for the Streaks. Five team fouls on Bloomington here in the first quarter with 41 seconds to go and none on Galesburg yet. So let's hope that does continue to be an advantage for the Silver Streaks, getting them into the bonus early second quarter. Cheeseman lobs it into the backcourt to Williams. Now Joe will bring it across midcourt in the midcourt circle, guarded by Willie Grayson. Gibson at the free throw line, trying to work his way right, finds an opening down to the low blocks, off balance, still gets a shot up and in. 19-13, Galesburg down six, 23 seconds to go first quarter. Let's see if the Raiders try to hold for the last shot here. Sims on the dribble, just a 5'8 junior. Brings the dribble out high, gets it over to Grayson. Now back over to Sims, who backs up to the volleyball line with 10 seconds to go. Sims on the dribble, working his way right. Ross comes out, sets a high screen, and a bad shot down low. Thompson missed the shot left of the basket. Meeker picks up the dribble, and that's the end of the first quarter. Bloomington on top, 19-13. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Dan Butler's Edward Jones Office has a new location to better serve you. They want to let their existing and future customers know they've made the move to 1472 North Henderson Street, located at the corner of Henderson and Deaton Streets. This new location is more convenient with better parking to make life a little easier. But when you come through their doors, you'll still find Dan, Terry, and Beverly, the same people and faces you've come to trust for your investment needs. Stop by and see them today at Dan Butler's new office or call for an appointment at 344-8737. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. SIPC.
Crop insurance deadlines are March 15th. Spring prices are set in February. What will these prices be? Do you have your 2013 marketing plan in place? Is your plan based on projected revenue and expenses, or are you making decisions based on last year's drought? Will 2013 be dry or not? Our goal is to help you manage risk, not speculate on what we think will happen.
Call North & Company Risk Management at 800-322-7140.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
19-13. Bloomington leads Galesburg after the first quarter here in the Martin Luther King Tournament. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL. Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Jerry Cavanaugh, broadcast engineer. Boy, Antonio Sims is as close as he could be, dribbling along the half-court line. Shot won't go down for Jacob Romani on the jumper as we begin the second quarter. Grant Gibson gets the rebound, leads the break, stops short at the free throw line, gets it out to Joe Williams. Run through some first quarter stats when we get an opportunity. Grant between a double team, dribbles out of it, gets it over to Trevon Diggins in the left corner, reverses back to Gibson, driving into the lane, jump stop, trying to go up with it, and fouled again. So three times Grant's taking it strong to the basket. Three times he's been fouled, and three times he's going to get free throws.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. That was a pretty pronounced jump stop. I thought maybe they were going to get him for a travel there, but I think they got his arm before his feet hit the floor, so Grant will toe the line for two more.
16 fouls on Bloomington, just 32 seconds into the second quarter, misses the first free throw. Two fouls apiece on Deion Thompson, Jacob Scoggin, and now two on Jacob Romani as he'll go to the bench.
So some early foul trouble for Bloomington. Again, none for Galesburg here so far. Second free throw by Gibson up and in, and he has 8 points in the game. Silver Streaks down 5, 19-14. Isaiah Donnelly into the front court. Left side over to Jamal McDavis. Checked back into the game, as did Brady Rose at the quarter break. This is Rose with it now on the outside. Now McDavis driving in. Right side over, it goes to Sims. Into the right corner, Donnelly brings it back out. Jamal McDavis weaving through the lane. The Silver Streaks have gone to a 1-3-1 zone to begin the second quarter. Pull up by Rose at the high post. That's his first miss, but the offensive rebound by Bloomington. And Sims is fouled by Cheeseman going back up with it, so he'll get a couple of free throws, as that's a first team foul on Galesburg.
Well, that's a tough one. Marcus Ross has to get that rebound. Marcus at 6'5", Jamal McDavis 3 or 4 inches shorter behind him. Actually, it was Antonio Sims at 5'8",
yeah,
who went over Marcus and got that rebound.
And the first free throw up and in. 20-14, first point of the second quarter for Bloomington. Raiders lead by 6. We're not quite a minute into the second quarter. First point of the game for Sims. Second one is off the rim. Good box out by Grant Gibson to come down with a rebound. His second of the game. Into the front court. Left side it goes over to Diggins. Just short of the sideline. Williams comes out high for the pass. Guarded closely by Sims. Struggling with it. Gets the ball knocked out. Scramble for it on the floor. Diggins picks it up. He's got Cheeseman open. And Diggins driving in. Gets fouled. Reach in hack as he was trying to penetrate toward the basket. And it's going to be a 1-1 or a 2-shot foul. What are they going to say here? Looks like a 1-1 for Trevon. Seventh team foul on Bloomington. First foul of the game on Isaiah Donnelly.
Well, sometimes when you see a foul differential like this, you think, well, they need to even it out. But I think they've called this one pretty square. It's unusual. Usually the Silver Streaks are the ones that are in
yeah.
the foul trouble early. But this time it's 7 on Bloomington. And let's hope that we can make good use of the free throw line here to catch up in this game in the second quarter.
First free throw by Trevon is good. Second one circles in and out. Rebounded by Beasley for Bloomington. Into the front court quickly. Rose cut off, dumps it off left side. Donnelly cutting in, and he's fouled. Are they going to get Cheeseman, or are they going to get Grant Gibson from the backside?
I think they got Cheese on the block.
Well, Silver Streaks getting to the free throw line. Not taking as good of an advantage of it as they might be able to, having missed 3 of their last 6. Mm-hmm. First free throw here, up and in by Donnelly. 21-15, Bloomington by 6. 6:35 still to go in the first half, makes them both.
Well, he shoots a line drive free throw. The thing barely clears the rim, but it got the results twice in a row.
Back on top by 7 now. Full court press. Good up court pass from Ross into the midcourt circle to Carson Cheeseman. Waits for his teammates to get into the front court. Now dribbles it away to Joe Williams. Dribbling away on the left side, trying to lose his man on the crossover. Leans in, shot banks around, circles out, and then a foul on the rebound. They're going to call Marcus Ross over the back. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds, who immediately comes after Joe Williams to say, I think, what kind of a shot was that?
Well, 30-second
timeout. Yeah, it almost did.
I'm not sure that's what he probably said to the coach. But
no.
Almost doesn't carry a whole lot of weight when the coach doesn't like your shot selection. So, 22-15. And yeah, it's one of those games where the pace of this game being down 7 is not quite like being down 7 against Maine South, because your opportunities get so limited in those games and the defense is so tight. But the flip side of that is maybe a little harder to keep Bloomington off the off the scoreboard the other way, because they get it down there so quickly. And
right.
Now they've got the guy that's, again, Jalen Beasley, the 6'5 lanky junior. He's the biggest matchup problem for us on the court.
Into the front court, Antonio Sims. Now passes it away right side to Brady Rose. He was looking for Donnelly cutting in from the left side. Now the ball batted out of bounds into the corner by Galesburg. Bloomington will hang on to it. Raiders' biggest lead in this game is 8 at 19-11. They lead by 7 right now, 22-15. Still over 6 minutes to go in the first half. Long way to go. As Jim said, the pace of the game could pick up very quickly. Streak sticking with a 1-3-1 zone here. Trying to keep Bloomington out of that quick up court play. Right side the pass over to Sims on the wing. Just lobbing it around on the outside for the time being. Trying to find an opening in that zone. Right side on the baseline, McDavis. He'll bring it back out. Steps inside the arc, dishes it left side over to Rose. Pulls it back out to Donnelly. 5:40 to go first half. Donnelly dribbles right, knocked out of bounds by Ethan Meeker on a soft pass intended for Sims.
Well, it looks like going to the zone is paying off for the Silver Streaks. Bloomington not nearly as aggressive attacking against the zone. In fact, they look like they're kind of searching for just what to do with this right now.
On the outside, Donnelly. And he'll keep it at midcourt for the time being, swinging it left over to Brady Rose right in front of the Gillsburg bench. He'll back up with under 5.5 to go in the first half. And a timeout called by Michael Mosley is the confusion seemed very evident even from up here.
Yeah, I mean, the guys are just dribbling it out high, really, with no idea what to do. And a good timeout, I think, by the coach to try and find out, get them on the same page here.
So he immediately pulled out the clipboard. You can tell he's got every intention of drawing up a play here specifically to attack this zone. So let's see if Mike Reynolds, anticipating that, wants to change things up a little bit, or if he's going to stick with the 1-3-1 as long as it continues to confuse the Raiders. Let's see how the Streaks set up. Well, Tyson Parks comes into the game for the Streaks with Diggins, Gibson, Meeker, and Williams. And they're going to pull it into the backcourt to kind of work their way into an offense here. And the Silver Streaks have switched back to a man defense coming out of that timeout. And a pull-up jumper left side, and that one's good. Made that one look too easy. Jalen Beasley knocks down his third shot of the game.
Yeah, whatever he drew up on the chalkboard there, perfect.
Into the front court quickly. Diggins pulls up at the right wing, picks up his dribble, needs help getting it away. No one's coming over to help out. Big lean by Diggins, gets it away to Meeker, shoots an 18-footer and swished it. 8 points in the game for Meeker. Gillsburg down 7. Bloomington back into the front court quickly. Sims, top of the circle, Beasley. Now cutting down into the main lane. McDavis floating away from the basket. Knocked his shot just off the mark a little bit and knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Gillsburg gets it back.
It was good to see Ethan Meeker looking a little more comfortable with the ball. And he had the one three-point shot that he missed, but everything else he's doing it around the basket, a little more mid-range type of shots. And if that's what it takes to get him on track, that's fine with us.
He has 8 points in the game. Matching Gibson for scoring honors so far on the Gillsburg side. Brady Rose has 9 to lead all scorers for Bloomington. Cheeseman with it on the left side. He'll bring it back out, bouncing it over to Ethan Meeker. And we got an illegal screen foul on Gillsburg away from the ball.
Yeah, Grant had one guy on each shoulder kind of pushing out that time, and the official locked in on that.
Third turnover on Gillsburg. First foul on Grant. Third on the team with 4:24 to go here in the first half.
Grant looked like a right tackle that time for a football team. He was taking on two guys at once.
7-point Bloomington lead. Raiders with the ball. On the dribble in the midcourt circle, Donnelly working against Cheeseman. Lost him briefly. Now gets it over to Rose. Steps up to the arc. Bounces it back out to Donnelly. Skips it over left side into the corner to Beasley, who will dribble it back out. Halfway through the second quarter, Gillsburg down 24-17. Bloomington with the ball in the lead. Now a three by Rose from the wing, a little bit short. Rebound batted around. Good job by Tyson Parks, and then saved out on the deflection by Gibson on the baseline. And a foul on the Streaks as it was saved to Bloomington, who went back up for it.
Might have got Tyson on the second go-around. He was pretty active in there. 3-4 it is.
So to the free throw line goes Jamal McDavis for the first time. And the first one is up and in.
Quite a few free throws for a first half.
Yep.
Both teams getting to the line.
In fact, this is Bloomington's third, fourth, fifth, sixth attempt of the quarter. And that one rattles through. McDavis's first 2 points of the game matches Bloomington's biggest lead now at 9, 26-17, just past the four-minute mark of the second quarter. Meeker lost the dribble briefly, chased it down again. It's batted out of his hands. Good defense by Antonio Sims. Now it's deflected to him down the lane. His momentum taken him into the basket. It was stripped away, but the ball went out in front of him. His momentum took him to the basket, and Ethan laid it in for his 10th point.
And just really quick reaction by Meeker that time. Most of the time you get it poked away, you're like, oh, I got to go the other way. But he just kept with it and poked it right back to himself.
Now the ball knocked loose in the lane, deflected again over to Beasley on the right baseline. Good Gillsburg defense, but Bloomington coming up with the loose balls here in the early going. Quick jumper from the right baseline is short, and a good reach back by Tyson Parks to snag that rebound. Gillsburg down 7, trying to cut back into this one with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Closest they've been is 2 early on in the first quarter. Right side Cheeseman. Back up top, Trevon Diggins drives, pulls up inside the free throw line, shot too strong off the glass. Parks rips down the rebound, gets tied up with McDavis, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
Parks has paid dividends for Coach Reynolds putting him in here. He's doing exactly what he wants, to be able to provide that athleticism in there, to rebound with some of these Bloomington players that were giving us a lot of trouble on the boards, and Tyson's right there with them.
On the inbound, Gibson left corner, three rolls in and out. And the rebound again, Parks gets a hand on it, knocked out of bounds from behind by Rose, and the Streaks will get another crack at it.
How many shots has Gibson had to do that in the last couple of games?
I can think of three specifically in the third quarter in the game against Maine South Saturday night. And two of the three today have been right there. Just won't go down. On the outside to Gibson, down the left side of the lane with a teardrop up and in. Bloomington trying to draw the charge, don't get it. And Gillsburg within five calls timeout. First basket of the second quarter for Grant. And he's got 10 in the game now. 2:36 to go, and the Streaks have called timeout. Just a 30-second timeout.
Gibson's showing you the diversity that he has. There's not many guys with his size and the way he plays so strong that can run up and throw a teardrop in like that. That's pretty impressive. That's some incredible touch for a guy his size.
Especially when you know when the defense is going to be reaching and grabbing from the inside, trying to slap it away. There's probably going to be somebody there waiting to draw a charge. And he finishes it off anyway. 26-21, Galesburg down five. Rather than put on the full court press, which they often do coming out of the timeout, the Streaks will sag back and wait in the half court. Trevon Diggins will guard Isaiah Donnelly, bringing the ball up across midcourt. Donnelly down the middle of the lane, found an opening, squeezed between the defenders and laid it up and in with a left hand. 28-21, Galesburg down seven, and the Raiders keep the full court press on. Cheeseman inbounds to Meeker. Carson in the backcourt with the dribble, trying to push off on Brady Rose, gets it across midcourt, behind the back with the dribble, still with it, now bounces it over to Diggins on the left side. Trevon dribbles toward the top of the arc. Tyson Parks with it. Now right side over to Cheeseman. Bounces it down low to Gibson. Trying to post up. Turn around behind the backboard. Gets it up and in. 28-23. Streaks hanging in there. Not able to dig into that deficit very much, but not falling farther behind either. A minute 50 to go first half. Streaks down five. Donnelly dribbles it right side. Skip pass over the top to Rose. Goes up high for it. See the Streaks coaching staff leaning back, anticipating that one might be coming to them. Rose got up there and got a hand on it. He has it now just short of half court. Dribbles to the top of the circle, penetrates, dishes it off left side onto the baseline to McDavis. Back out to Antonio Sims. At the top of the circle, Rose fires a three, missed it, and the rebound down low to Carson Cheeseman is then fouled on the arm by Isaiah Donnelly. Will walk it to the other end. Carson will shoot a free throw for only the 11th time this season. He's at 4-for-10. So he's got to get up to 50% here on a 1-1.
You can't think that Coach Michael Mosley was real fond of that foul with Galesburg already in the bonus, clear back that far from the basket.
Cheeseman with a 1-1 here, a minute 21 to go, trying to get the Streaks back within three, down five. And the left-hander,
get down.
Won't nope. Get it. Rattled all over the rim, but just would not go down. So the Streak still down five. Now Donnelly misses a shot in the lane with a one hand. Scramble for it on the floor. Meeker picks up the loose ball, and he gets pushed from behind. And if that's on Donnelly, he just picked up his third foul. Let's see who the officials are going to catch down there. Push from the backside. It is on Isaiah Donnelly. So he has threes, picked up all three fouls here in the second quarter. Scoggin, Thompson, and Romani all have two fouls for Bloomington.
Well, I think the initial shot down there was partially blocked again by Tyson Parks.
Oh, and my. And Meeker airballs the rebound. And on a 1-1, that's all the Streaks get.
Oh, this is contagious. Now, let's see. We've had Parks, he's done it, Meeker, and we had one down at Taylorville, too.
Denzel?
Well, we had, Lepus had one, too.
That's right.
So we got four air ball. I guess everybody gets their air ball free throw this year.
Well, unfortunately, it's cost the Streaks. They've missed two straight 1-1s on the front end, and they're still down five with under a minute to go in the second quarter.
The minute that left Meeker's hands, you knew it had no chance of getting there.
Rose steps just inside the arc. He pump faked the three, then stepped inside the arc, and he knocks down a leaner to put Bloomington back up by seven. 30-23. Williams' pass deflected. Gibson gets to it first. Between two defenders, now they back off. Grant dribbles it back out, gets it off to Cheeseman in the midcourt circle with 35 seconds to go. Left side, Williams comes out for it on the near sideline. Streaks down seven.
Grant slips, falls down, saves the ball, gets it over to Cheeseman. Pump fake down low to Tyson Parks up and in. 30-25. Let's see if Galesburg can get a big defensive stop here. Maybe even get a steal to try to get back within even closer than five here with 15 seconds to go. McDavis is going to dribble back near half court, and the Streaks aren't going to come out and defend. Williams creeps in a little bit. They bounce it over to Rose on the left side with six. Inlet pass batted away by Tyson Parks. Williams picks it up with 2 seconds to go. Inside the free throw line off the back of the rim. And that's the end of the first half. 30-25 Bloomington at the break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics. Get a word with the Streaks coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. Galesburg down 30-25 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Nell Foster Company, making it happen.
Did you know the Medicare annual disenrollment period is January 1st to February 14th? Call us, 866-323-7249.
American Senior Benefits, putting people back into the people business, Galesburg.
It's Steve Lakis here from Lakis Ford Dodge Ram. Let's face it, no one likes to have problems with their vehicle, especially in the wintertime when that cold wind, ice, and snow can really make things difficult for you. From not starting when you need to go to work, to leaving you stranded out in the middle of nowhere. So, when you do need service, we're going to do our best to make your visit to Lakis as pleasant and hassle-free as possible. The majority of our business is preventative maintenance, the key to trouble-free, long-lasting vehicles. Oil changes, tire rotations, brakes, batteries, and tires. Our Owner Advantage program rewards you for doing business with us. For example, as a Lakis Owner Advantage member, every third oil change you get is free. And 5% of all service you have done gets put back on your rewards card that you can use toward future service work. Our great sales staff sells you your first vehicle, but it's the service department that sells the rest. Call or stop in and let us show you what we mean when we say Lakis Ford Dodge Ram, a full-service car dealership for the people.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Terry Cavanaugh, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks still trying to find it. Still struggling. Struggled Friday against Alleman, but ended up winning it easily. At least struggled offensively. Struggles continued on Saturday and a loss to Manuka and Maine South. And here today, Jim, haven't even been tied in this game. They trailed the entire first half. Bloomington scored the first four, led by as many as nine. And it's 30-25 at halftime.
Yep, still well in the ball game though. This
sure.
Game getting up and down, and we've really kind of gotten away from messing with the 3-point shots, and we're working the ball inside a lot more. And I think that's probably helped us. I mean, we're a team that's not blessed with a lot of size. So as the season goes along, we still need to find our 3-point prowess. But if you don't have it, you don't have it. And the Streaks seem to be getting along better by attacking the basket, getting to the free throw line, even though we're not making a whole lot of free throws right
now.
Not
at all, no.
Still, it seems to be keeping us in the game. So take a look at the stats here at the break. Galesburg shooting much better than they did at least against Maine South the other day. 10 of 21 from the field, 48%. Again, that reflects many more shots inside. You couldn't get anything inside against Maine South. They were just too big and their zone was too tight. But here, more opportunities. So Streaks shooting a better percentage. For Bloomington, they're 12 of 24, right at 50%. That was just 3 of 10 in the second quarter after blistering it for 9 of 14 in the first quarter. So Bloomington cooling off and our defense improving with that zone helped to keep them a little more under control in that first half. Rebounds, right now we've got a 13-12 matchup with 13 for Bloomington, 12 for the Silver Streaks. And the turnover is not a problem for either team at this point, just 4 for the Raiders and only 3 for the Silver Streaks.
Bloomington 1 of 4 from 3-point range. Silver Streaks haven't made one yet. They're 0 for 5 from behind the arc, and even more concerning, 5 for 10 from the free throw line, 2 of 6 in that second quarter. Bloomington was 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. Our first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a break here on the halftime show, come back, take a look at some scores from this tournament, look at some individual scoring for the two teams, and get a word from the Streaks coaching staff coming out of the locker room as well. Galesburg down 5, 30-25 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing. I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh no.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Crady. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
The official WGIL forecast for today calls for sunshine and bitter cold temperatures, highs around 9, wind chill readings minus 10 to minus 17. Clear and bitter cold tonight, a low near zero with wind chill readings of minus 10 to minus 20. Tomorrow, sunny and bitter cold once again, high only around 13. The lowest wind chill readings from minus 6 to minus 16 in the morning. Currently, it's 6 degrees at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing at the half here to Bloomington 30-25. Bloomington earlier in the tournament in an upset, lost to Dunlap 65-63 on Saturday, and then came back and defeated Minooka. I'm sorry, lost to Minooka as well, 65-56. So they are 0-2 in the tournament and leading the Silver Streaks here at the half with a chance to get back into the win column. Earlier today, Maine South, a winner over Dunlap, 52-23. Want to remind you, coming up after our game here, probably not consecutively right after, but the Galesburg girls playing at Knox College in their own Midwinter Classic. Jim Lee and Eric Gibson will have the coverage for you as the Silver Streaks battle Morton. And we'll have that one coming up early this afternoon here on WGIL following the Galesburg boys game here. We'll take a look at the individual scoring very quickly for Bloomington. Brady Rose leads the way with 11. Jalen Beasley has 6. Isaiah Thompson and Isaiah Donnelly each with 4 points. Jamal McDavis and Jacob Scoggin each have 2. Antonio Sims has 1 point for Bloomington. Deion Thompson, Jacob Romani sat much of that first half in foul trouble and did not score. Grant Gibson leads Galesburg with 12. Ethan Meeker has 10. 22 of the 25 points right there. Tyson Parks off the bench has 2. Trevon Diggins has a free throw for 1. Carson Cheeseman, Joe Williams, Marcus Ross, and Ryan Carl have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Well, Coach, we knew that Bloomington was going to get up and down the court. They hurt us early, but that zone defense seemed to have slowed them down a little.
Boy, that's absolutely right, Jim. I mean, we got the zone moving. You know, with a zone defense, you just want to really, really cover up everywhere. And we moved well. We found guys. We marked their shooter. We made them do some things that they didn't want to. And really, I thought, got ourselves back in the game with our good half-court zone defense.
Yeah. Has it been intentional? We're getting a lot more shots in around the basket. Our three-point shooting seems to have gone away. We're getting more points inside.
Yeah, I mean, when a team pressures you and gets all over you, that leaves, you know, more space on the floor. You can get to the rim more. You can dump it off inside. And our guys have done that pretty well.
Yeah. And we got to make some free throws.
Yeah, I got to make some free throws. That's that 800-pound gorilla in the room right now. And hopefully that we're going to break ice with that and get that done.
Well, and Brad and I were joking a little bit. It's like everybody on the team has to toss air from the lights one this year. That's four times we've missed the rim.
We've seen that one, too. We're just going to keep working it, and hopefully something good will happen with that.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime as the Silver Streaks trying to get back on track here as they got the turnover that they were looking for late in the second quarter. Joe Williams couldn't knock down the shot just inside the free throw line on the move as that would have pulled the Streaks back within three, and Bloomington will have the ball to begin the second half. It'll be Deion Thompson back in after sitting much of that first half with two fouls. Jamal McDavis. Jacob Scoggin back in with his two fouls. Brady Rose and Jalen Beasley for Bloomington. Wearing the home white, even though the Silver Streaks are home on the scoreboard. Stepping inside the arc, McDavis picks up his dribble. Now gets it back to Rose, who comes out to help out. On the right side, it goes to McDavis. Now dumping it down into the right corner to Jalen Beasley. Scoggin on the outside over to Brady Rose. Open three from the wing. Won't go. Under the basket, Joe Williams. Good box out to come up with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Trying to get down by three maybe here. Ryan Carl leaning in. Double team on the weak side after the miss. Trevon Diggins saw what was happening, came flying in from the wing, and rebounded the miss that was over the rim and put it back up and in. Galesburg down three at 30-27, forcing one into the backcourt. Good defense by Trevon. Bloomington chases it down after it's knocked over and back. Now Rose on the right side. Open three from the wing. Thompson won't go. Rebound pops out to Scoggin on the floor. Kicks it back out to Rose. Now on the left side to McDavis. Jumper in the lane, way off the mark. Scoggin knocked it out of Ethan Meeker's hands. He backs up, and Ethan strips it right out. Takes it away from him. Into the front court, leading to Gibson. On the move to the basket. Up and in, and a foul. Streaks are within one and have a chance to tie the game.
Silver Streaks with a lot of spring in their step coming out of the locker room at halftime here, and Gibson with a nice force in there to get the foul and the opportunity at the three-point play. And you're right on that first basket. It was Air Trevon as he came flying in out of nowhere for that offensive putback.
Streaks got to get it going from the free throw line here. Foul, by the way, on... Oh, there's a free throw. We're tied for the first time.
Looked like he took a little extra time that time before he delivered.
Looked like it. So on the dribble out high, Isaiah Donnelly dribbles it right under the wing. Scoggin skips it back out through the lane. Tough pass picked up, and the leaner goes for Jalen Beasley. Bloomington back on top, 32-30. Little 7-0 run snapped there. Trevon Diggins drives into the front court, gets it over to Meeker. He'll shoot the three. Good! And Galesburg has its first lead of the game at 33-32.
Well, he was even able to get his toe behind the line. I thought he had one foot on the line, but he must have been just behind it when he let it go.
In the lane, Scoggin with a spinner off the back of the rim, and there's Meeker battling for the rebound, knocked out of his hands, knocked out of bounds, and Galesburg will keep it. Well, this tempo all of a sudden favoring Galesburg. 6:04 to go in the third quarter. They have picked it up and are using Bloomington's own game against them. Into the front court, Gibson draws a triple team, so somebody's got to be open. Into the front court it goes to Trevon Diggins. Now Joe Williams, wide open, right wing, short. Off the front of the rim, deflected out to Jamal McDavis for Bloomington. Into the front court, dribbling around a man to the low blocks, off-balance shot, gets it up and in. Took it all the way from the opposite end of the floor after the rebound, all the way up and in coast to coast. Bloomington back on top, 34-33. Gibson, a pull-up just inside the free throw line, won't go. And there's McDavis again with his fourth rebound. Drives it into the front court. Down low onto the baseline to Beasley. Down to the free throw line, Scoggin right back to Beasley on the baseline, won't go. And Williams gets tied up with Scoggin along the baseline. The alternating possession sends it back to Galesburg.
Silver Streaks athletically competing with the Raiders right now up and down the court. Again, they've got a little advantage on the glass, especially when Parks is out. Tyson did a nice job early in the ball game. Doesn't give us quite as much offensively. He'll be back.
Inbound to Ethan Meeker from Diggins. Trevon gets across midcourt as the trap comes. Gets the pass right side. Gibson circles around a man on the baseline. Pulls up short. Oh. Put back by Carl. Won't go. Rebound slapped on the floor by Cheeseman. Meeker picks it up for three. That one is short. And now Scoggin controls for Bloomington.
into the front court quickly. Donnelly trying to drive down the lane and a reach in, trying to knock it out of his hands, and that's a foul as he heads to the basket.
Well, it was too bad to come up empty on that last trip because we had three good looks. Gibson with a short baseline, Jay no good. The putback by Carl just too strong, and then Meeker with the three ball coming off of their second offensive rebound, but nothing to show for it.
Heading to the basket, Donnelly gets credit for, I guess, being in the act of shooting. I mean, he was going down the lane, but I didn't really think he was in the process of shooting the ball. Makes the first free throw. Foul, by the way, on Grant Gibson, his second. And Donnelly makes them both. So now Bloomington starting to build a little bit of a lead again, up 36-33, 5:01 to go in the third quarter after Galesburg tied it and then took its first lead of the game at 33-32. Diggins on the baseline will have to try to loft it in over 6'5", Jalen Beasley. He does get it in. Two defenders, and then Grant Gibson comes out of it with a breakaway to the other end, up and in. Bloomington went for the steal when Gibson somehow in traffic came away with that inbounds pass. He was all alone heading down to the other end. It was just a foot race, and he beat everybody. On the left side, Donnelly. He'll pull up from 8 feet away on the left side. Won't go. Ethan Meeker mistimed his jump. That allowed Beasley to get in there for the offensive rebound, and he's fouled on the putback.
He's out on Beasley now. Or no, actually, Beasley's going to the line, isn't he? I thought he committed a foul.
Third foul on Grant Gibson, so he's picked up two quick ones here in the third quarter. Beasley to the line, first time in the game. That one rims in and out. Beasley with 8 points for the game. 36-35 Bloomington, 4:39 to go here in the third quarter. Marcus Ross comes back into the game. Ryan Carl sits down. Cheeseman, Gibson, Diggins, and Meeker also on the floor for Galesburg.
Beasley reminds me of a taller version of Isaiah Cunningham, who used to play for the Silver Streaks. Same body frame, same movement style, only he's 6'5". Isaiah went about 6'1".
On the inbound, Diggins going the length of the court, tries to get it to Gibson, and Jacob Romani goes up and intercepts the pass instead. First turnover of the second half, and now a foul on Marcus Ross as the pass went over to Donnelly on the sideline. And now the Streaks, as quickly as they got back into the game, looking well. Now not doing some things quite so well.
Well, we figured this would be a pretty even matchup coming in, and we've gotten exactly that. Long way to go, quarter and a half yet to play.
Joe Williams back in for Galesburg, replacing Trevon Diggins. He's getting a little coaching from Mike Reynolds there on the sideline. Bloomington nearly throws it away. Good reflexes by Antonio Sims after Donnelly let the pass go before it went out of bounds. Romani out high, circles to the free throw line. Now to the baseline, it goes to Beasley. He'll back up onto the wing, draws a double team, bounces it away to Sims, dribbles right over to Romani. Top of the circle. Thought about shooting over that 1-3-1 zone. Passes it up, and now Donnelly backs it up on the dribble to the half-court line. 4:05 to go third quarter. Bloomington with the ball and a two-point lead at 37-35. On the left side, Sims skips it over top to Romani on the right side. Skips it right back over to Sims on the left. Steps inside, fakes the pass, dishes it out to Romani at the free-throw line cut off. He'll back up as Joe Williams cut him off. Now back over to Sims. This time he'll shoot the three. Barely draws a rim under the basket. Scoggin with a putback and a foul. Streaks just getting creamed on the boards right now. Not doing a good job boxing out, especially down low. Scoggin has worked his way in on the inside. And the foul on Ethan Meeker, hacking him on the arm of the putback.
Well, I think, you know, Sims' shot was one of those that if you're down there getting set for a rebound, you're not ready for it to come up short like that. That didn't help.
And then they rebound the missed free throw. Romani rebounds again with a miss. Turn around with a left hand. That won't go. Scoggin under the basket with a rebound. That one is in and out. Meeker deflects it out. Here's Bloomington's fifth crack at it. Romani.
Mike Reynolds with arms folded on the Streak sideline, as you might guess.
Yeah, they're going to hear it in the next timeout. On the right side, skip pass over to Donnelly. Skips it back over to Romani on the left. Right back on the wing to Sims. Into the corner, Scoggin. Pull-up jumper from 12 feet away. Rolls in and out. And Grant Gibson comes down with a rebound. Outlet to Joe Williams. All alone with a layup up and in.
Well, if you're Bloomington, you got to be sick. You didn't get any points out of that long trip down the court that they had six shots at the basket.
39-37. Galesburg down two, under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Bounce pass on the left side, Romani. Into the lane, deflected away by Ross. Over to Sims on the right wing, and he'll back it back up. Between the circles, Donnelly. Again, trying to work over that 1-3-1 zone. Romani on the outside has Scoggin cutting down to the left side of the lane. Now to the right side it goes.
And Sims will dribble it back up toward midcourt. Trying to figure out that 1-3-1 zone. Romani thought about shooting it, tried to pass it away to Scoggin. Gibson deflected it. It's into the lane over to Beasley, who just puts it up and in.
Kind of a lucky turn of events for the Raiders that time, nearly a turnover.
41-37.
Seems like when Rose is in the game, their offense flows a little bit better.
Streaks break the press. Meeker down the left side, gets nice. Grabbed by Romani, finishes off the basket, and a three-point play chance.
Spinning backwards layup that time by the freshman, Meeker, who can get the Streaks back within a point here with the free throw.
Third foul on Jacob Romani, not a good one either. I mean, Meeker faked the pass and just blew right around him, so all Romani, I mean, it was like he caught Romani with cement in his shoes, so he just reached out, was just slapping Ethan all over the place, and he still never really got anything on his arm or the ball enough to prevent Ethan from finishing off the layup, but then he misses the free throw. And now Carson Cheeseman fouls the backside of Jalen Beasley coming down with the rebound. So still down two, 2:09 to go, and not very good fouls by the Streaks here in the second half. That's five team fouls now.
Livingston with 11 rebounds in this quarter after a pretty even first half.
Well, five of them on one possession.
Well, right.
Streaks are going to come into the backcourt. Mike Reynolds trying to get the defense to come up toward half court and pick it up here. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg down two. Bloomington with the ball, leading 41-39. Just outside the high post, McDavis with a fadeaway. Nickets it up and in. That was not an easy shot.
No, if you can make that one a high percentage, you're quite a player.
Bounce pass on the right side to Gibson in the front corner. Skips it back out to Cheeseman. He'll back his way up. Williams works his way around to the left side. Carson still with the dribble. Has it reached in? Taken away by McDavis. Just knocked it right away from him with the layup at the other end. It gets called for travel.
Dueling turnovers and a big break for the Silver Streaks to not go down by another couple. It seemed like Carson was out there waiting for the offense to kind of get rolling, and the time he was waiting for everybody to get their picks set and get moved, he got it taken away from him.
Oh, McDavis just reached right in and took it away. Now the Streaks break the press. Here's Diggins driving in from the right side, draws contact, can't finish off the shot, and Romani just picked up his fourth foul. Good job by Trevon to avoid the direct contact as he sidestepped to the left. Romani flopped backwards. Officials calling for the defensive foul, and Trevon's going to get a couple of free throws here. Third team foul on Bloomington with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter.
I know I've said it a lot on the broadcast, but we're at our best when Trevon Diggins is attacking the basket. And I know against some zone defenses that's not real possible, but here in this one against Bloomington, he's got some opportunities, and I'd love to see him continue to take that in. But here, everybody else has got to make free throws, and he missed his first free throw. Even 50% from the line right now?
No.
Wow.
5 of 10 in the first half, 1 for 3 here in the second half. Second one by Diggins coming. Streaks down 4. That one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound by Bloomington. DeMarkel Pittman got in there. So Silver Streaks miss. A couple of opportunities again. Down 4 with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Here's Rose back into the game, who Jim was commenting a moment ago how much better Bloomington's offense tends to look when Rose is in there, but the Streaks slap the ball out of DeMarkel Pittman's hands along the baseline, and Galesburg gets it back.
They got it. Too many people over here in the near corner. You get too many bodies around, eventually you're going to have a turnover.
On the inbounds, Williams to Gibson. Bloomington backs off. They will pressure the ball. Gibson trying to get it across midcourt, draws contact from McDavis, and they're going to get a foul called on McDavis. I thought Grant leaned into him a little bit. McDavis frustrated that he got called for a foul there. That's his first.
I think the official realized he wasn't going to make fans one way or the other with that call. He could have called traveling on Grant, but there was contact, and Mike Reynolds would have been unhappy. But the foul call didn't make any friends with Michael Mosley of Bloomington either.
Especially when it happened right in front of Mike Reynolds.
Yeah.
Williams on the dribble, left sideline in front of the Galesburg bench, to the top of the circle, gets it off to Gibson, left high post. Grant looking to pass it away, gets it over to Diggins on the wing. Galesburg down 4, under a minute to go, third quarter. Right side, Williams with it on the wing. Picks up his dribble, gets it out to Gibson. Working his way, finds an opening, spin move in the lane, dumps it off to Parks, up and fouled. Grant drew the defense down the lane. When he spun away, he was able to dump it right off to Parks, who was wide open under the blocks. The defense came crashing in from both sides, and now Tyson, not a very good free throw shooter, is going to have to earn it at the line. He's 5 of 15 from the free throw line this season.
Well, if I'm Bloomington, as long as I'm not in danger of fouling my players out, I just carve Galesburg up every time, make them make some free throws, which Tyson does right there.
So
Got 3 points in the game. Gelsberg down three, 43-40. Back into the game, Jalen Beasley. 11 points in the game. He and Rose each have 11 to lead Bloomington. Grant Gibson has 5 in the quarter, 17 for the game. Ethan Meeker has 5 in the quarter, 15 for the game, as those two lead the streaks. 32 of their 40 points. Second free throw by Parks off the back of the rim and rebounded by Scoggin. So again, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Rose sidesteps Grant Gibson, missed the shot. Weak side rebound put back by McDavis, won't go, but he gets fouled going to the free throw line now.
It's kind of like playing Rock Island was there for a few years. They just put it up and then go after the rebound. They've got 8 offensive rebounds in the quarter. Total of 14 boards in this period.
Wow. Second foul of the game on Parks. Sixth team foul on Galesburg with 35 seconds to go third quarter. And McDavis's first free throw circles around the rim a time and a half and then drops through. McDavis with 7 in the game now. Bloomington back on top 4. 44-40, 35 seconds to go third quarter. Second one up and in.
Bloomington yet to play Maine South. They'll play this afternoon. I'd like to see the banging going on down low when Jacob Scoggin, who just checked out for Bloomington, a 6'4 solid senior, and John Solari of Maine South that we saw. Just Solari's probably a little bigger, but those guys will, you may feel the collision downtown when they hit.
Williams on the inbound tries to find Tyson Parks on the outside. Bloomington deflects it away and steals it. Now trying to go up 7 or 8 here at the end of the third quarter. As Galesburg at one time had tied it up and had even taken the lead briefly, but Bloomington came right back since taking the lead at 34-33, have not relinquished it. Now 45-40 as we come to the end of the third quarter with 15 seconds to go. On the right side, dumping it down low, and Carson Cheeseman pushes Deion Thompson from the backside on the low blocks, and Thompson will get a 1-1 here on Carson's third foul. The seventh team foul on Galesburg now.
I marvel at Antonio Sims for Bloomington. He'll go up in the air, and he's got such good hang time. Several times he's looked one direction, and it hasn't been there, and he's made a mid-air adjustment and thrown it the other way. Now, most of us would not have that time. If the first option wasn't open, we'd come down and travel, but he stays up in the air and somehow avoids it.
Break for Galesburg. Thompson missed the front end of the 1-1. Grant Gibson gets the rebound. Now pressure in the backcourt. Streaks trying to get it across with 5 seconds to go. Gibson has it stolen away at the free throw line. Bloomington heave from short of half court, and that's the end of the third quarter. So neither team can take advantage at the end of quarter number 3. Silver Streaks down 5, 45-40. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter here at John Field Gymnasium. Bloomington leading the Silver Streaks 45-40, and the Raiders have the ball. They have really picked it up since relinquishing the lead early in the third quarter. They have responded to Galesburg's energy coming out of halftime. Now a pull-up jumper from the left side is just perfect by Jamal McDavis. Pulls up from about 16 feet away and just drained it beautifully. And Bloomington back on top by 7 now at 47-40. Williams, Meeker, Parks, Gibson, and Diggins for the Silver Streaks to begin quarter number 4. Nearly stolen away, and now they're going to get a foul on Grant Gibson as McDavis reached in. The intended pass for Gibson. No, I take it back. They are going to give McDavis the foul on that one. So I think that's a break for the Silver Streaks. Only his third foul. And the 16th foul on Bloomington here in the second half.
Meeker on the inbounds, over to Diggins in the backcourt. Drives past his man, pulls up at the free throw line, slips, his feet went out from underneath him. Bloomington will have a breakaway into the front court and a layup. Donnelly lays it up and in, his second basket of the game. He has 8 now. Bloomington matches its biggest lead now at 49-40, coming off the 8th Galesburg turnover. Williams in the front court, down low from the backside. Rose comes around and fouls Tyson Parks, and Tyson's going to go to the line shooting a 1-1. Second foul of the game on Rose.
This game really getting away from the Silver Streaks, though, down by 9. Really can't afford to get any farther behind. Even now, we're going to have to play some terrific basketball down the stretch to win, and Bloomington's playing with a world of confidence on their offensive end.
Silver Streaks, 2-for-6 from the free throw line in both the second and third quarters, as Parks makes the front end of the 1-1 here. 49-41. Second free throw by Tyson. Good as well. Streaks needed that one.
It's the first time all day we've hit 2 free throws back-to-back, maybe.
Grant did it on his first 2 free throws of the game way back in the first quarter, but you're right. Since then, no, not at all. Full timeout on the floor, 7:01 to go in the game. Galesburg down 7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com. We'll keep it here with the Silver Streaks trailing by 7, 49-42. And I remind you, we have Galesburg girls basketball coming up in a tough battle against the Morton Potters following this game here. Not immediately following this game, but what is it, Jim, 1:30 scheduled time over there?
Scheduled time, that's right. There are 2 games prior to that. I'd be shocked if it actually gets started on time, but we're shooting for that anyway, which would be a 1:10 pregame.
Here at John Field Gymnasium, Galesburg trailing 49-42. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Whether you're cozied up at home in this 13 below degree wind chill, when I think of January days, I think of this one. This one's it to a T. Single digit temperatures and
the sun's
wind
out.
Blowing.
I keep thinking, well, it should be feel the sun, but you don't even feel the sun.
No.
Oh, it's cold.
So hope you're enjoying it, cozied up at home, wherever you might be. Hopefully staying warm listening to this one. We're going to try to get the Silver Streaks heated up and get back into this game as Galesburg puts on some good defensive pressure on the inbound, full court pressure, knocking it out of bounds. Meeker and Diggins on the double team. Bloomington hangs on to it. McDavis will inbound it underneath the Galesburg basket to Donnelly, to half court, to Scoggin, tries to get it back to Donnelly on the run, throws it off his hands and out of bounds. First turnover of the fourth quarter on Bloomington. Silver Streaks down 7, get a chance to pull back a little closer here again. Trailed by as many as 9 in the first half. Trailed by 9 a moment ago, down 7, trying to get back into it with just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Gibson from the backcourt into the front court at the top of the circle, now finds an opening down the right side, up and in from the baseline.
He makes a way when it doesn't look like there is a way.
49-44, Galesburg down 5. Approaching the 6.5 minute mark of quarter number 4. And an interception in the lane. Bloomington tried to get it through there. Ethan Meeker read it from the backside. Stepped in front, cut it off, picked it off. Right side, Gibson for 3. Good! Just like that, Galesburg down 2. 49-47 with a little flurry coming out of the timeout. Down the lane, wide open under the basket, up and in. Jalen Beasley lays it up. And Bloomington calls timeout. Back on top by 4, 51-47, a 30-second timeout.
That's one thing about Bloomington. You make a run on them, and it doesn't faze them at all. They're just going to come down the court as hard as they ever have. Tyson Parks tried to draw the charge. There was contact. He went to the floor. No call from the officials. Didn't really seem to bother Mike Reynolds at all. I think he felt like it probably was a good no call. Bloomington is 3 of 3 from the field, but the 2 turnovers have allowed the Silver Streaks to hit a couple of shots and get back in this one down 4.
Probably should mention the statistics here real quickly. Following that third quarter when Jim Galesburg gave up as many rebounds, we were commenting off air, as many rebounds in that third quarter as they got the entire game against Maine South on Saturday.
Yeah, that was probably as many rebounds as we've seen one team have in a quarter for a long time, 15 for Bloomington. They're 17 of, make that 20 of 44 from the field right now. The Silver Streaks are 18 of 35.
And trailing by 4 with 6:05 to go in the game, 51-47. An opening for Diggins, but it's cut off, gets it off to Meeker. He'll back up. Over to Gibson, now left side on to Joe Williams near the wing. Now under 6 minutes to go. Parks at the top of the circle, gives it right side over to Meeker. Spins away from Rose and a reach-in foul called on Brady Rose. That's his third, and Meeker will get a 1-1. Let's see if he can take advantage of it. Ethan 0 for 2 from the line in this game. He has 15 points.
Well, I'm betting after he tossed an air ball in the first half, he'll catch iron if nothing else. But we want net, not iron here. Let's go, Ethan.
Settles himself and puts the first one off the back of the rim. But Diggins sneaks in the backside of Beasley, gets the rebound, takes it right back to the basket. That one is in and out. Parks goes up for the rebound. And does he get fouled on the way up, or is it it's a jump ball called as Parks gets tied up at the alternating possession, favors Galesburg. So another missed free throw, but credit to Diggins for keeping that one alive. And then Tyson Parks on the next opportunity. So Silver Streak still down four, but still with the ball. Gibson on the inbound to Diggins on the left wing. Back up top, Grant, he's going to fire the three. That one's off the back of the rim, and Meeker ran under the rebound trying to anticipate where it was going, and Beasley got it for Bloomington. Into the front court, Donnelly near half court. Streak sticking with that 1-3-1 zone with under 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Diggins deflects the pass. It's a one-on-one to the other end, and Donnelly fouls him, and Diggins will get two free throws here. Literally one-on-one. They both wear number one. Mm-hmm. Diggins stole it away, and it was one-on-one against each other.
On quick on quick.
Sure was.
A lot of times Trevon will blow by somebody, but Donnelly quick enough to step with him stride for stride, but Trevon elevated well enough to get fouled on the play. And again, the Silver Streaks will see what they can do with some free throws here, which has been a real mystery to him for most of the day and for a good part of this tournament.
9 of 19 on the game. Diggins makes the first free throw, though. His fourth point of the game. Silver Streaks down 3, 51-48. And should mention something pretty important here. That was the fourth foul of the game on the point guard, Isaiah Donnelly, for Bloomington. Second free throw coming, and Trevon hit them both.
Wait, Trevon.
51-49, Galesburg down 2, 5:20 to go in the game. Lead pass up court to Rose, who fires a quick three off the front of the rim, but the rebound falls into the lane, picked up and scored by Antonio Sims.
How many times have we seen that today? That ball just fell into the lane. Nobody there to rebound it. He just picked it up and shot it in.
4-point Bloomington lead. Streaks into the front court. Williams to the top of the circle. Now he'll back up away from Beasley. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Streaks down 4. Diggins with it on the left wing, working against Sims. Dribbles it once, Parks at the top of the circle. Streak's got some cutters going through the lane, trying to set some back screens, free themselves up. Hasn't been there yet. Bloomington doing a good job defensively. Meeker into the lane, pulls up and scores from the high post.
Heck of a one-on-one move by Meeker that time.
Took it right at Brady Rose. Galesburg down 2. Quickly the other end, and the shot up and in by Antonio Sims as he weaved between a couple of defenders and just got the ball up and in off the glass over the outstretched arms of Joe Williams, who leads the inbound pass to Grant Gibson. Into the front court, Meeker onto the left wing, trying to dribble past Rose. Cut off there, gets it out to Grant Gibson. Dribbles to the free throw line, pulls up, shoots, in and out. Rebound to Scoggin for Bloomington. Tough break for Grant. That one was halfway down before it popped out. On the right side, Rose dribbling in, and a hold called on Ethan Meeker. That's his second foul. Rose will go to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1. It's been quite a battle on one-on-one between those two here the last couple minutes.
It really has. The freshman against the senior, and Meeker's been holding his own pretty well. You can tell the Streak's having some fun getting up and down the court. So many of our shots just doing everything but go in the basket. Got to keep after it, though. Still a winnable game, but now we're down 5 again.
Put a coach's son at the free throw line. We know how that one usually goes.
Yeah. Might as well just head the other way.
Huh? Yep. Rose was perfect on the first one and perfect on the second one. First points in the second half. He has 13 for the game. More importantly, puts Bloomington back on top by 6. 57-51. Still halfway through. In fact, not even quite halfway through the fourth quarter. So still plenty of time for the Streaks. This kind of game, points can come quickly. And a foul called on the inbound as Joe.
He's done, isn't he?
They got to call that on Donnelly, reaching out on Trevon Diggins. Yep, he just fouled out of the game. Trevon Diggins will be happy. So Donnelly fouls out of the game with 8.
Rose just sat out, and after the couple of free throws, he wasn't down for 10 seconds, and back up he comes.
So Donnelly has been guarding Diggins quite a bit, actually reached out and fouled Ethan Meeker. But Trevon will be happy not to have to be looking at Donnelly the rest of the game, although Sims is no bargain defensively either.
Yeah, I would guess Sims will switch over to him.
Meeker still looking for his first made free throw of the game, and there it is. 1 for 4 now, 3 points in the quarter, 18 for the game. 57-52, Galesburg down 5. 4:04 to go in the game. No time went off the clock on that foul. Second free throw good as well. So Ethan's getting his touch back here. Streaks down four, 57-53. 19 in the game for Ethan Meeker. First time he's been in double figures since the Taylorville tournament when he scored back-to-back games 22 and 23. Mike Reynolds stating his case to the official. Now we're going to come over and all three officials are going to converge. Talk over something here. Michael Mosley for Bloomington leaning in. He wants to make sure he understands what's the discussion about. Now he's stating his case.
And I think he's going to take a timeout.
Looks like it. Yep, full timeout. 4:04 to go in the game. 57-53. Purple Raiders leading the Silver Streaks. 4:04 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Get the details on this year's casino night for the Knox Galesburg Symphony when our guests join us tomorrow morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News.
4:04 to go in the fourth quarter here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks are going to put the full court press on. Jacob Romani will inbound from the baseline as Trevon Diggins will guard him there. Romani runs the baseline, coming off two made free throws by Meeker. Gets it into the Streaks top of the circle, nearly overthrowing Scoggin to the sideline to Beasley, who went up high and saved it. Now a double team on McDavis, dribbles between two Silver Streaks defenders, and the Streaks are going to hack him on the arm. That'll be number three of the game on Ethan Meeker. Out of the free throw line goes McDavis. He's made all four of his free throw attempts. 10 points on the game. 3:57 to go. Only 7 seconds went off the clock. I think we got a long 4 minutes coming here, Jim, the way this one's shaping up.
I was thinking the same thing. Both teams doing a lot of grabbing, trying to force turnovers and attacking the basket, and that always generates a lot of contact, so a lot of free throws for both teams yet to come. Bloomington on the high end of a 5-point lead right now.
Second free throw circles in and out, and then we got a whistle on the rebound. They're going to say the Streaks were in the lane too early. So they got the missed free throw that they needed, but it's going to negate it, and McDavis will get a chance at a second one with Bloomington leading by 5. 10 team fouls on the Raiders, 9 on the Silver Streaks. McDavis makes good on the second one. He has 12, and it's a 6-point lead. I still have Bloomington, Jim, with only one missed shot in this quarter, right?
Yeah, yep. Well, and every time we get within two or three, they quickly answer with three or four to build that lead back up.
They're up by 6 now. Meeker with it on the right wing. Streaks need a flurry. Gibson, left side over to Diggins on the wing. He'll work around a Gibson screen to the top of the arc. Marcus Ross comes out for it. Had Gibson flashing through the lane with a man behind him, but Marcus couldn't get it to him. Now Diggins has it between the circles. Left side over to Williams. He'll shoot the three. That one's off the back of the rim. Scoggin with the rebound, has it knocked loose. Gibson picks it up off the floor. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. And a timeout called by Galesburg with 3:26 to go. Silver Streaks down by 4, 59-55. And this is a full timeout as well. Let's go ahead and take a timeout with them as we catch our breath here for a big finish at John Thiel Gym. 4-point Bloomington lead. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL congratulates Joe German of Abingdon, who was spotted wearing the WGIL button and won $30. Congratulations, Joe, from WGIL.
Game reset here at John Thiel Gymnasium. 10 fouls on Bloomington, 9 on Galesburg. Purple Raiders have 2 timeouts remaining. Galesburg has 1. 3:26 still to go in the game. A 4-point Bloomington lead, 59-55. Raiders with the ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Romani brings it across midcourt. Gibson trailing him. Romani backs out, gets it into the hands of Rose, who will play at the point here. Now he's just going to fire the three and hits.
That hurts.
Streaks left him wide open out there, so he just stepped right into the three, puts Bloomington back on top by seven. 62-55, quickly the other end. Diggins down the right side of the lane, up and in.
Well, they were completely went to sleep. Diggins just took it all the way for a layup.
And now it's knocked away from the backside. Rose gets knocked down. Bloomington steals it right back into the front court. There's Rose under the basket, waits for the defenders to fly at him and go by, and he lays it up and in.
6-7 of 8 from the field in this period for Bloomington, and now they commit a foul, and they'll put Trevon Diggins at the free throw line. This game may end up in the 80s the way this thing is going.
If that's on McDavis, that's his fourth. Oh, I take it back, just his third foul. So Diggins will go to the line in the double bonus. Shooting two here.
It's funny, that three-pointer by Rose, it was like they were admiring that shot, and Trevon just took off with the ball, and they never did catch him.
And he makes the first free throw. 5 points in the quarter for Trevon Diggins, 8 for the game now. Silver Streak still down 6, though, 64-58. Trevon's second one. Rattles in and out. And the rebound by Romani for Bloomington.
Well, I would think Bloomington, in the next couple of possessions, would maybe start to think about using a little clock.
Another three by Rose. Another one's good.
I guess when you're on fire, you don't worry about it.
Well, we're going to leave him wide open like that. They match their biggest lead of the game now at 9, 67-58. Williams across midcourt, drives, dishes over. Diggins shoots a flat-footed three off the back of the rim. Rebound, the Streaks negated each other. Here's Rose with it, driving to the other end. Ross reaches in, fouls him, and he scores.
It is the Brady Rose show here in the last couple of minutes, and this is only happening because Isaiah Donnelly fouled out. Rose had gone to the bench. I think he was going to ride there for a few minutes, and quickly Donnelly fouled out, and since that time, Rose has done no wrong.
He's got 12 points in the quarter, 23 for the game. Two free throws, back-to-back three-pointers. Now a layup and a chance at another three-point play. 11-point lead, now 12, the biggest of the game for Bloomington at 70-58. On the inbounds, Grant Gibson has Meeker cutting down to the basket. Grant circles around some defenders, tries to dump it off to Denzel Jones under the basket. Bloomington read it perfectly, stole it away.
And it was Rose that made the steal.
On the inbounds into the front court, now Gillsburg gets it back. Diggins had Gibson wide open on the left side. Now he shovels it over to him. Grant lays it up and in, and the Streaks use their final timeout, down 70-60 with a minute 56 to go in the game.
And
nope. Take it back. They're not going to use a timeout. On the inbounds, Romani. Streaks keep the full court pressure on. They get it into Scoggin, and Gibson wraps around from the backside, trying to knock it away from him. Fouls him immediately. That's four on Grant. Scoggin will go to the free throw line for the first time in this game.
As you mentioned, Brady Rose, the guy that's had so many points here in the fourth quarter, the son of Ron Rose, former coach at Normal Community High School, and then took over the Illinois Wesleyan job, was here the other night, but I've been scanning the stands, and I haven't seen him. Actually, maybe that is him up on the top of the bleachers.
I was just looking over there,
in the
too.
Dark shirt. Yeah. I think that is him.
Scoggin misses the first free throw.
So Dad's got to be happy watching his son have a big quarter here.
Second free throw on the way, and good. So Scoggin makes one of two. Bloomington by 11, 71-60. On the inbounds to Gibson. He'll bring it across midcourt, guarded by McDavis. Works his way right around the screen by Denzel Jones. Now Ethan Meeker steps back, hits a three. 71-63, Gillsburg pulling back within eight. Full court pressure is on. Let's see how quickly they want to foul. Into the front quarter goes right side Beasley. Now down the lane, Scoggin with a left-handed layup. Well, that's what happens when you chase. Leave that lane open like that. Bloomington by 10. Gibson quickly the other direction. Gets fouled by Scoggin pretty hard, and Grant will get two free throws.
10 of 11 from the field for Bloomington in this fourth quarter. That's how you put a game away, even though the Silver Streaks have been having their best quarter offensively as well.
Gibson to the free throw line. 5 of 7. He's got 26 points. First one up and in.
Kankakee players have been standing in the tunnel waiting for a long time to come out now. Still a minute and a half and probably a long minute and a half.
Yeah.
Be another 10 or 12 free throws and a few timeouts before we're done.
11 points in the quarter for Grant Gibson as he makes both. 28 for the game. 73-65. Gillsburg down 8. Nearly causing a turnover. They do cause a turnover in the backcourt. Then Williams has it knocked away from the backside by Jacob Romani down the right side of the lane following the turnover. Risked getting his fifth foul to poke that one away.
Yeah, heck of an effort. That's an easy layup for the Streaks if he doesn't get a finger on it.
On the inbounds to Meeker, fires a quick three. That won't go, and now Gibson just fouled out of the game. He came from the backside of McDavis, who came down from the rebound, tried to knock it out of his arms, and Grant has fouled out after the miss by Meeker.
Yeah, that play by Romani, if he doesn't make that, it's been a 73-67, six-point game. And they're having inbounds again against our press, but he was able to negate that. Streaks missed the shot, then Grant fouls out. That's a big big save by Romani that time.
So McDavis will go to the line for Bloomington. He's made all six of his free throw attempts. Unofficially, he missed one earlier, but it was negated by the Streaks' lane violation. He's got 12 for the game, and the first free throw, there we go, off the back of the rim. Galesburg down 8, 73-65, minute 21 to go in the game. Grant Gibson is fouled out. Isaiah Donnelly is fouled out for Bloomington. Second free throw rolls off as well. Marcus Ross gets the rebound. Streaks need to take advantage of it here. Quickly into the front court. Right side, Joe Williams driving baseline. Dumps it off left side, Jones. Over the basket, and Williams with a rebound. And he gets fouled on the way up. Boy, it was perfectly executed. Denzel just, I don't know if he lost it on the way up, right on the left low blocks. Just went up and over the rim.
Yeah.
And now Romani has fouled out of the game with his fifth.
I think we've had half a dozen of those this game where we thought we had a pretty good shot at a basket going in, and then different players just haven't been able to finish it off.
Williams, first free throw off the front of the rim. Another missed opportunity there. Streaks have had their best free throw shooting here in the fourth quarter, but that was a big miss, down 8. Trying to get it back to a two-possession game. Second one circles in and out. So he missed them both, and Scoggin gets the rebound. And now Galesburg fouls Scoggin right away, trying to make him go back to the free throw line.
Well, this game getting everything off schedule, but there actually is a true break this afternoon after the Kankakee-Minooka game, which should allow everything to get back on schedule heading towards the late afternoon. The Streaks begin to play at 6 o'clock, the final game tonight.
First free throw by Scoggin, up and in. So he does what Joe Williams could not do on the opposite end. 9-point lead, 74-65, a minute 7 to go in the game. Second one by Scoggin, rattles through. He's got 5 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Back to a 10-point Bloomington lead, 75-65. Bloomington puts on the full court press. And we've got a minute to go in the game. Williams across midcourt, fakes a handoff to Meeker, drives right. Now a screen from Ross, picks up his dribble, needs help, needs to get it away, gets it over to Denzel Jones, driving in from the right side. He puts that one up and in with the defense on top of him. Streaks do not use their final timeout, down 8, 75-67. They choose to foul instead. We'll walk it to the other end. Nope, they just knock it out of bounds. So Bloomington will inbound right in front of the Galesburg bench. Streaks desperately need a steal here with 45 and a half seconds to go. But they bounce it into the backcourt to Rose. Meeker went for it. Rose got there first, dribbles up into a double team and passes it away. And now nearly travel. They do get the travel call. Well, it looks like the Butler travel at the end of the game against Gonzaga the other night. Just a big lean forward by Antonio Sims. Thought about passing it, then thought about keeping it, and ended
just
up giving it up.
To drag that toe. That pivot foot just drags a little bit. Your body weight going forward, you can't keep it on the floor.
Took about 15 seconds off the clock now, and the Streaks have to take a three-quarters the length of the court with 30 seconds to go. Here's Diggins down the right side of the lane. He just completely lost it, turned it over. Just lost the handle on it. Bloomington picked it up, bouncing to McDavis into the front court. Right side it goes over to Antonio Sims. He'll get it back out, and the Streaks foul Sims. Be careful, Trevon. He kind of reached back. He and Sims are talking it over. They're kind of head-butting or chest-bumping into each other. Trevon got away with a swing at the back of his head. Just out of frustration, McDavis will shoot two free throws here.
And I would think this would be the last foul of the game. This one was pretty unnecessary. Down 8 points with 20 seconds left.
McDavis makes the first after he missed two the last time he was at the line. 76-67. The old palindrome score, which goes away with the second free throw. 10-point Bloomington lead, 77-67. 20 seconds to go in the game. Meeker into the front court. Steps back. He's left open for three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound McDavis. His seventh of the game, and he'll walk it into the front court, and the Streaks will back off.
It'll be a 10-point Bloomington win, 77-67. Streaks have lost three in a row now. And not sure what the official was blowing the whistle for with a second left there, but they didn't stop the clock, I noticed, on the scoreboard. They just let it roll out. So Streaks have fallen to 12-11, their third straight loss. Bloomington snaps a two-game losing streak and gets to their 12th win of the year at 12-8. We'll come back, talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, run through the post-game statistics as well when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.